Blog Talk Radio.
Hey everybody, it's Charmaine Langford. Thank you for listening to Keeping It Real with Charmaine. This is your host, Charmaine Langford. I'm mainly doing this as a test because one of two things, I haven't been on the air in a while. Some things on Blog Talk Radio have changed and I wanted to try out the new dial-in number, the new host ID number, and most of all, a phone. I'm using a different phone now, and I wanted to see how I come across because I'm having a show this coming Sunday. So this is not a show. This is more like a test. I want to see how loudly I come across because for some reason when I use the microphone on this phone on regular calls, it sounds a little, I sound distant. So I'm going to play this back and see how it comes across, and if it's not clear, I'll use the other line that I used to use. But while I'm on the air, I hope everyone's doing fine. I haven't been on in a while. I have been through hell and back, ladies and gentlemen. This year, I have literally died. I was 5 hours away from passing away, according to the doctors, in April. I survived that. I'm going to have a show about how us women need to take better care of ourselves. But I was suffering with some extremely huge fibroid tumors. They were bleeding internally, and they weighed 13 pounds. I had 3 of them. So I had to take off of work with no pay. I had to have an MRI, several doctor's appointments, and a major surgery in August. And thank God, and I mean thank God that I am fine now. I got cleared from my doctor last week to start exercising again. I got cleared 6 weeks ago to go back to work, and thank God I have a new job I'll be starting next week. So I've been through it, and that's just the tip of the iceberg, but I'm a survivor. I may cry, I may, you know, get depressed for a minute, but I get back up because once you give up and let go and just, you know, do stupid stuff like kill yourself or just give up, if you kill yourself, you can't come back. But if you just give up like that, that's giving the devil victory. We are children of God, and we should be faithful, and we want to come out victorious. So I have so much to tell you guys when I do a real show, but I'm back, thank God, and things are on the upswing. I'll say that my life is going back to normal again. I'm going to do a couple of very quick shout-outs, and I hope I can hear myself clearly when I play this show back. But I do want to send out some prayers, number one, for the people who are being affected by Hurricane Matthew. I'm watching CNN now, but the TV is muted. They're doing evacuations in Florida, in Georgia, in South Carolina. People have already passed away, unfortunately, I believe, in Haiti and Jamaica. This is a major, major storm. And it's teaching me a lesson about putting money aside. I know you can't always save because living expenses are crazy nowadays, but you know, sometimes you don't have to splurge on a $500 pair of shoes. Put that money aside because who knows when a hurricane will come your way and you have to, you know, pack your family up and gas up the car and stay at a hotel for a few days. Life has just taught me so many lessons this year alone about being more fruitful. Not that I'm not, but I'm a splurger. I tend to buy people things and give, and then you end up not having anything for yourself. So this hurricane, along with this past few months, has taught me a lesson about saving. And believe me, Charmaine will be doing some major saving, starting hopefully the first of the year. So let's keep those people in prayer. And I want to do a couple of shout-outs. One is to my recruiter, Julius. I don't know if he's listening or not, but he's on my Facebook friends list. And Julius is the most amazing IT recruiter you want to meet. He's a man of God, number one. And he's hardworking. I call him the Jerry Maguire of the IT industry. And Julius, thank you for hooking me up with this new position. I will definitely do you proud. I won't make you look bad. You know, I work hard anyway, but I wanted to say hi to him. And I want to thank my doctor, Mawad. He is the surgeon who's done my surgery, for just working with me and squeezing me in his busy schedule, and he saved my life. I thank God for him. I really do. And for my orthodontist, Dr. Banks, I don't know if you're listening or not, but thank you for everything. My smile is so much brighter now for many reasons. I thank God for you every day. And for my friends who stuck by me during this storm, some days I didn't want to live. I'll be honest with you guys. I was so sick that I couldn't really talk about it because I'm very proud, number one, and very private. But I just felt so, I was just very sick, just bleeding and pale and tired and just not in a good place. So for those who stuck by me, I really appreciate you. Okay, I'm going to get off here and listen, play this show back and see what it sounds like, and I'll definitely have a show coming up Sunday on the struggles and triumphs of weight loss. I'm gathering up a couple of people who want to call in. Be sure to listen because weight loss is something that's very dear to me, and it's an ongoing issue, a health issue with Americans, for number one. We're like the most unhealthy nation out there. So I definitely want to talk about some things. But you guys take it easy till Sunday. God bless you. Stay prayed up. Stay safe this weekend because it's supposed to get some bad weather here too. Not as severe as they're getting in the south, but we're going to get some heavy rain. So stay safe. Take care. God bless you. Bye-bye.